Books and Arts.
Book Review. New Fiction. Fatty Issue. Big Brother by Lionel Shriver.
Lionel Shriver knows the drawbacks of using her own family in her fiction. Famous for the best-selling We Need to Talk About Kevin, which won the Orange Prize for Fiction in 2005, she once lamented that her parents had not yet forgiven her for an unflattering portrait in an earlier book. The rift was unfortunate, even sad, Miss Shriver noted, but that did not mean she would not do it again. Real-life people are like carcasses thrown to a carnivorous pet, she observed. Big Brother, Miss Shriver's 12th novel, may be her most plainly autobiographical. The author has written publicly before about her own Big Brother, an obscenely smart man who ultimately ate himself to death. The experience left her with not a few unresolved questions. What moves someone to eat to grotesque excess? Why is it so hard to deal with food in a healthy way in the overabundant 21st century? And what is the duty of kin when it comes to helping someone bent on self-destruction? These concerns drive her new novel, which considers the fate of a morbidly obese man and his sensible, successful 40-something younger sister. Miss Shriver, who has reviewed fiction for The Economist, has a knack for conveying subtle shifts in family dynamics, but this book feels uniquely personal and is more poignant for it. Pandora Halfton-Arson, the heroine, leads a staid life in Iowa, where ambitions are as modest as the plains are flat. She has a thriving toy business, a contented marriage, and a good relationship with her teenage stepchildren. But these dulling comforts have her craving the splash of anarchy that a visit from her cool, jazz-playing brother Edison would bring. After years of limited contact, however, the sight of him comes as a shock. Her once handsome and sylph-like brother has become a mountain of flesh in a double-wide wheelchair, his jazz pianist fingers bulging like bratwurst just before the skin splits. It was rude to stare and even ruder to cry. Struggling, Edison hopes to stay with Pandora and her family for a little while, but his presence is outsized and disruptive, his appetites epic, his boastful stories tinged with resentment. Hey, I've played with some heavy cats, dig. Edison's bombast strains Pandora's marriage and disturbs the balance of her life, especially after she hatches a dramatic plan to slim him down in order to save him. With Big Brother, Miss Shriver offers some sage observations on the pleasures of eating, the link between fat and shame, and the struggle to lose weight, a distinctly bourgeois form of suffering. She suggests that the fundamental problem of food may be that it is more concept than substance, an idea of satisfaction if never quite satisfaction itself. The highlight of ingestion is the moment between one bite and the next. Actual eating never quite delivers on the tantalising contentment promised between bites. But this book is not just about binging and purging. Miss Shriver writes tenderly about marriage and also about the potency of blood ties, which are wonderful and horrible for the same reason. There is no natural limit to what these people can reasonably expect of you. Her interior monologues are pitch perfect, her dialogue less so. Yet her main gift as a novelist is a talent for coolly nailing down uncomfortable realities, like the feelings of regret that haunt a sister who asks if she did right by her big brother.